slamming beats for troubled times. It's Breakdown FM, music at its best. On all day play.
He has arrived at the Apollo. Big Daddy Kane.
One, two. Can I get a stand? I got a mic stand. A mic. Hey, yo, what's up? Y'all ready to party or what? We gonna groove with this one tune for y'all. Can I see the peace sign up in the air? You know what this is? The rap, okay, taking over your country. Destroying negativity and suckers that come with the weak, the whack, the worst, the poor. I thrash, bash, crash, man, and 10 more. Blow up the scenery, I reign supremacy. You need a savior to save your Celine on me. I pray on rappers like a haunted ghost. Install them out like a warded roach. I slay my prey and they decay. I blow away and throw away, so go away, cause I don't play. Attacking like a psychopath, breaking rappers in half, so feel the wrath, okay. At hand, the ruling school and teach and reach the blind to find a way from A to Z and be the most and boast the loudest crowd, gain the brain and domain. The heat is on to feel the fire, come off the empire, on a more higher level to death, one step beyond dope. The suckers on scope and hope to cope, but nope, cause I can never let them on top of me. I play them out like a game of Monopoly. Let us beat around the board like an astro, to send them to jail for trying to pass those. Shaking them up, breaking them up, taking those stuff, but it still ain't loud enough. So let the sea, let the volume grow so I can flow. Now yo, Juice Crew's the family, Slick Rick's a friend of me, and Dougie Fresh Death Care, that's a public enemy. Posit Blah, you know who you are. The red, black, and green, the sun, moon, and star. Knowledge yourself and fear toward and after. Peace in the name of myself, Lord and Master. I come to teach and preach and reach and eat. With the speech, every lead y'all in peace. Drop science and build with math, and the dumb devil plot to feel the wrath of Cain. Line by line, chapter after chapter. Like a pimp on the street, I got a rap to those who chose to oppose. Friend to foes, I still dispose. Blow them out like afros. So many rappers in front of to get a name out. Yelling and screaming and dreaming, but still came out. Off the wall and butter soft the yard. So you waited for Kane to come forth the all. Competition, the bite and chew and crunch and munch to play me opposition. You on a mission to stop lying and trying to run adventures. Your rhymes are more forth than ditches. Freeze as I get warm like a heater. Bite like a mosquito, but still can't complete her. Rhyme will find the time to design a line, afraid to pay. So you down a run. I get blitzed from sun to sun. Only 21, untouched by anyone. No one throws, bangs or blows. All foes, I keep them running like pantyhose. They get soft and tender, running to surrender. I turn off more lights than Teddy Pendergrass. Bring on the glass, walk through my staff. But when I'm in effect, they feel the wrath of Cain. Alright, pump your fist in the air like this, y'all. Come on, let me see your fist in the air. Come on, y'all. And let me hear you say, yeah. Come on. Come on, y'all.
This afternoon, and on the phone line with us, a hip-hop legend, One of the greatest of all times when it comes to rocking the mic, it is the one and only Big Daddy Kane. He's on his way to San Francisco, and people are waiting to see him. Brother, how you doing this afternoon?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Everything is beautiful, man. Everything is beautiful.
I got to ask you, man, did you think when you first kicked the lyrics to a song that people still debate as one of the top ever of hip-hop, you know, Raw, that you would be here 25 years or so later doing concerts, doing interviews, and still being relevant to an entirely new generation that wasn't even born when that song came out?
Well, I definitely hope so, you know. But I mean, this is something that I truly believed in. And, you know, my whole objective was, you know, to, you know, show my talents, you know, to my fan base. So, you know, I'm definitely happy, you know, and truly feel blessed about it.
Yeah, but, you know, back in those days, you know, many people, we thought that hip hop would just kind of die out. You know, that it would take a new turn. You never thought that?
Nah, I never thought that. I mean, you know, I was one of those cats that, you know, looked at it like, you know, like, this is something powerful. This is so powerful that, you know, that a funk band like the Fatback Band had to make a hip-hop song.
Mm.
You know? I mean, I thought that this was something powerful. So, like, when I saw Flash and the Furious Five and Sugar Hill Gang, you know, those cats doing their thing, I knew that it was the beginning, you know, of something new. I felt like this was, you know, the new version of rock and roll.
Mm. And so, you know, so you took that approach and looked at it in a more well-rounded perspective. You just weren't solely focused just as a lyricist, but looked at the entire entity of this being entertainment then.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I'm a big fan of music, you know, so when I looked and saw, you know, you know, Flash and the Furious Five, you know, doing their thing with all the leather and beads in their hair and all this stuff, and then Run DMC coming with, you know, the Kangos and the Adidas with no laces. You know, I saw, like, the impact that it had on people, and I, you know, I felt like, you know, if I ever make a record, I want to have that type of impact as well. You know, I want people to try to sound like me. I want people to try to, you know, look like me. You know?
Right. Well, I also asked that question because one of the things, as far as a lot of women is concerned, when we look at it, you were probably one of the first hip hop or just sex symbols, period, you know, that was in this genre, in our genre of hip hop. So I don't know if that was a deliberate attempt by you or just something that was just, you know, this is just your role. This is how you, you know, your swag, so to speak. But it's definitely something that when we look at history, you know, a lot of people will talk back and look back and say that was, you know, probably one of hip hop's first male sex symbols.
No, I think Houdini was probably first, you know, and you can't forget LL, you know, LL came before me too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think first sex symbol wise, probably was like Houdini, you know, that had that look. With me, it was nothing that I tried to do or planned to do. Matter of fact, I'll probably sit and blame it on this gentleman by the name of Gene Shelton, who was the head of publicity at Warner Brothers at the time.
Mm-hmm. I remember Gene. Yeah, so did he promote that? Is that what happened?
Yeah, he was really the one that saw that vision and tried to get it out there. And, you know, he used to always tell me, you know, his exact words was, "Young blood, I think you're bigger than rap masters and right on. I think you can have the world. You just have to let them know the real Kane."
Mm, okay, I hear you on that. You know, I also ask that because one of the things is that so many artists, you mentioned LL, for example, have stepped into the role of acting. And I'm surprised we haven't seen Big Daddy Kane be featured in more movies. I know I've seen you in a couple of cameos here and there, but why not take, you know, this game of rap to that next level of rapping? I mean, of acting.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I definitely would love to do, you know, absolutely. I would love to, you know, get more roles, you know. It's just that, you know, they haven't really been, you know, available, you know. You know, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm part blame too because I'm not living in LA where, you know, I'm writing the mix of things, you know, but you know, that's something I would definitely love to do, you know.
Well, we need to put the word out. I know here in the Bay there's a strong independent film market. A lot of young cats is now doing their own features and what have you. So we might have to put your name in the mix and say, you know, Big Daddy Kane is available for roles if it's a good one. You have any particular type of direction you would want to take?
I'm pretty much open to anything as long as I ain't got to lay in no casket or nothing like that. You know?
I hear that. You don't want to be the first killed in the film, definitely.
I don't mind being the first to go. I just don't want to lay in no casket.
Okay.
I died in posse. You know, that's something posse. I died.
That's right. You did. You did do that. I forgot.
Put your weight on it. And a Prince Paul, bring me on. And a Ayo Botch, bring me on. And a Mad Money Murph, just bring me on. And a just bring me on. Yo, this is a world premiere and I'm here. A presentation beyond compare. So MC, step to the rear as I break through. Girls say ooh and then skip to my loo. That means dancers I can smooth with. Poetic perfection that you can groove with. Just like a passenger, hurry and fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to start broadcasting the words of wisdom. So turn up the system, loud and clear. I don't want no one to miss one. Word to be heard, nothing slurred or slurred or referred. It's absurd, only damage has occurred. As I break MCs like a lumberjack, ain't no coming back, you can't get none of that. I'm not the type of MC to be merciful. So if your name ain't Jermaine, take it personal. Cause like a vigilante, I'm gonna kill up any sucker MC that tries to withstand me. With the mic in my hand, I start flowing then. All competition, flee and start going in the other direction, run for protection. Cause I can burn an MC like an erection. You're too small, kid, don't get involved with the verbal bomb for the Nation of Islam. Wisdom I speak makes your head nod. Sean, I got the power, and that's for being born to God. But many doubt my knowledge of self, but they're just illiterate, so I don't consider it. Feeding off poison that's polluting their mind, and that's the reason I don't swine. I gotta maintain, accelerate my brain, and goddamn, it's hard being the Kane. Give it to me. Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Give it here. Give it to me. Yeah. This is the proper way man should choose ink. But you're at your brink and your rhymes are extinct. Just like a dinosaur, but you never find no more. Cause mine keeps selling a wax like some kind of whore. Let me inject this flow of electric currency for all the party people preferring me. And spectating like a tourist, cause you never saw this style of rap kicking like Chuck Norris. But this ain't kung fu, no, I just brung you a style that fully MCs will be young to digest when I manifest your adolescent. So sit back, relax, be glad you had a lesson. And this one's for your listening pleasure. Something for all the biting MCs to treasure. Just like a diary for you to admire me. Before you put in the Dead Poet Society, cool as a draft, dropping math in a paragraph, and laugh as the rap, breaking half your whole staff. But many MCs were able to retreat, running like an athlete, but I got bad feet, so I don't chase you, nor do I wait to face you. Nah, it ain't in my nature. I just rip shot, flip top, and watch MCs get dropped as I manifest in hip hop. Runs like a struck, a tough, like a Tonka truck. And just like lightning, they struck down on all the toy MCs that annoy. That's how I build and destroy. The poetic printer, rough rhyme inventor, with a groove so smooth you can't help but get into. So I'm advising competition to flee, cause I can bake an MC like Chef Boyardee. Holding my own on the microphone, cause I break bones just like sticks and stones. So let it rain as I put them in pain. God damn, it's hard being the Kane. Give it to me. Get up. Come on. Give it to me. Come on, give it to me. Yeah. Put it on pause, because here's the holocaust. Above all laws in effect and all yours. Cause I came to place a taste of basic grace, a replace, erase the waste without a trace. My vocabulary will just have you very dazed and amazed, so I fear no adversary. That means competition. They can't even touch this, even with ammunition. Break out the gauge and go into an outrage, and I'ma still blow up the stage. Cause this is a death threat, but don't let your sweat get in the way of your vision. Don't be missing when I get set to go on a rampage. Start a one-man rage, total destruction as I rip up the damn stage and leave it in ruin from the damage that I'm doing. Tip a pair of the atmosphere as I put you in the mood for the smooth operator to start this flow. And so, I hush the crush, I stomp the calm to try to get flying. Face the ace, I put them in place, proceed them, retreat them, defeat them, delete them, and beat them, and eat them, and all the rest of that good stuff, cause I don't need them. Only one survivor can remain, and goddamn, it's got to be the Kane. Get up. Give it to me. Give it here. Come on. Come on. Give it. Give it to me. Put your weight on it.
This, you know, switching up gears a little bit, talk a little bit about just you as an artist, you know, because many people see you as one of a great lyricist that has stood the test of time. When I talk to a lot of cats today, they pride themselves on being able to come off the dome. Man, I don't write nothing down. I just spit fire from my head. But we've always known you to be a good writer. And how do you contrast the two? And do you really have to be a good writer to be a good MC?
Well, when you talk to an artist to tell you that, what you should say to them is that why it sounded like that?
I do, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm from the school of writing, you know, so yeah. I think it takes time, but I've always wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, as you said, artist, you use the word artist, and what does an artist do? He paints a picture. So when I pick up a pen or paper, or, you know, if I don't know, these new cats, you know, if they use, you know, the Word program or whatever you do, it's like that's what you're sitting down trying to do. You're trying to paint a picture.
Right.
You know, and I mean, it takes time to paint a picture, you know what I'm saying? Sit, gather your thoughts and put it together collectively for, you know, your listeners to really see your vision. You know, and then that's when they hear it, and then that's when they break the rewind button. Like, did you hear what Son said? Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what happens. Going off the top of the head, you're saying the first thing comes to your mind, so, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of stuff you say going to sound idiotic. And, you know, I don't know if, you know, if you're aware of this, but I mean, you know, in rap, the real meaning of the word freestyle means a rhyme that's free of style. It has no real subject matter. You're not telling a story about a girl or poverty in the ghetto. A freestyle really means a rhyme that's free of style, like the verses on Raw. Those are freestyles.
Okay.
That's what freestyle really means. Back in the days, when we rhymed at the top of the head, it was called Off the Dome.
Right.
Freestyle is really a written rhyme that's just free of style.
Okay, not constricted, and you can go anywhere you want to on the subject matter.
Yeah, like Raw, you know, I'm just, you know, like a verse, like my verse from Raw, or basically anything Greg Nice did, you know, because he might start off talking about Dizzy Gillespie and then end up talking about who knows what, you know, those are freestyles. But they're written rhymes, they're just free of style. It's not about no specific subject matter.
Well,
you know, back in the days, what we did, it was called Off the Dome. And we would do that really just to sharpen your skills, just to see how fast you were to make words rhyme. We did it as just really a thing to play with. It wasn't nothing real serious. Or like you had a party and, you know, you don't spit a verse and you try to remember your next one. You might go up the top of the dome for about, you know, 8, 12 bars just so you can remember your next rhyme that you can say and go back into it, you know, like that.
Right, right. Well, I think there's been something lost because, you know, I've been around a lot of guys and they'll show up, come to the studio, and it's like they hadn't written anything and they spit something. It's okay. But what I found is that it doesn't stand the test of time. And, you know, I can go to a class right now and talk to my students and be like, what was the big song that came out last year? And they're really hard pressed. But you got kids that will know Yours or a Wu-Tang or a Tupac. They'll know these records even though they weren't even born. So that's what I mean. It stood the test of time. And I guess maybe from what I'm gathering from you is because you took that time to put in and invest in writing it, painting that picture, and it's able to weather the storms.
That's exactly.
Let me ask you this. You know, you're coming to San Francisco this Saturday, at Yoshi's. One of the things, every time I've seen Big Daddy Kane, he's always given a good performance. Of course, we know you from Having the Dancers, Scoop and Scap, Scrap. Will they be with you, or, you know, what's the Big Daddy Kane show like now in 2012?
I mean, the Big Daddy Kane show is still going to be very, very entertaining, and we're going to, you know, cover all the classic material, and we're going to make sure that, you know, it's exciting. You know, I mean, I come to please. You know, like, at this point in time, you know, stage performance is one of the main things I take pride in. I take more pride in that than going into the studio at this point in my career, you know, because it's something that I just love. I feed off of my fan base, and, you know, I love the support they give me. So when in front of them, I try to give them my all.
Right. So definitely it's not going to be something we want to miss. And I can attest to having seen you perform numerous times. Very rarely have I seen you disappoint. And I think when people have been disappointed, it's only because they turned off the lights. It's like, okay, it's time to go. You know, we gotta shut it down. But it's never been like, man, dude is screwing up on the mic. It's never been that with a Big Daddy Kane show. You know, do you work with bands at all? You mentioned the Fatback Band and the funk bands having to have moved into the area of rap at certain points in their career. Now we see a lot of the folks are rappers are moving into getting full-fledged bands with them. What's your thoughts on just rhyming with a band and getting down and maybe even having Big Daddy Kane and a funk band?
Oh, no, that is the next step. Basically, what I did was I teamed up with a band, and I teamed up with Showtime, the brother that sings with Pharoah March.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people know Showtime for bringing it with that KC Haley type of style, but I got him on some Bobby Womack type of stuff. And what we're doing is like vintage soul combined with vintage hip-hop, meaning that, you know, he's, you know, spitting it in that Bobby Womack type of fashion, David Ruffin type of fashion, and I'm spitting it in that, like, 88 type of Kane style, you know. It's not, you know, I'm not slow laid back on it. I'm spitting it rapid fire, 88 Kane style with live musicians playing everything. I mean, if you hear so much as a tambourine, it's live, you know. I mean, we got Glockenspiel playing on the track. Who knows how to play Glockenspiel? We got that happening on the track.
Wow. So Showtime's coming with you on this trip?
No, he's not, because this is not a band show, so
okay.
He won't be here.
Okay. But when we get the full band, that's what we can expect. So that's cool.
Okay.
Let me ask you this as we get ready to close out. We've been talking with the one and only Big Daddy Kane. Me and one of my partners here, we've had serious debates about the best song you've ever put out. He has written literally a thesis on Set It Off and has broken down all the reasons why this is the best song, one of the best songs in hip hop, talks about structure, flow, the whole nine. Others have talked about Raw being, you know, your signature song. But for Big Daddy Kane, you know, what do you think has been, you know, your favorite or the song that you really feel like you have to make a thizz face when you hear it and be like, man, I put it in. I went all the way in on this song.
Smooth Operator is my biggest selling song. Anal Half Steppin' is my most well-known song. Roar is the song that I think changed the game in hip-hop. Set It Off is definitely my favorite as well.
So it's Set It Off.
Set It Off is definitely my favorite of any song I've ever done. It's the first song I do when I start my set, because that's the one that gives me the energy. Now I'm ready for whatever happens.
Wow. Okay, looks like I might be owing my man some money.
Set It Off has always been my favorite song, you know.
What is it about that?
You know, a lot of people always talk about the intro of Set It Off, and it's like, I've seen people get so deep in depth, you know, about the way it starts with no music on it, and really, all I was really trying to do was mimic James Brown's Sex Machine.
Really?
That's all I was really trying to do. It was nothing, you know, special. Like I was just, you know, I was listening to, you know, James with the moving, grooving. You know, then I count it off. can I count it off? And that's what made me like, yeah, I want to start something where I'm going before the beat starts. And that's all. That's the only reason why it starts like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, wow. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to end off with Set It Off. We're going to look for you to come through this Saturday at Yoshi's. Big Daddy Kane will not disappoint. Congratulations for all the accolades, you know, being honored at VH1 a few years back. Many people saw you get down in Ice-T's movie, The Art of Rap. And we're looking forward to seeing Big Daddy Kane do even bigger things. Like you said, you don't mind acting, so you're open for that. Will you be back in the studio anytime soon?
Well, like I said, I'm in the studio right now, putting the finished touches on this here album with the band and Showtime. You know.
Okay, so that's going to be an album. Okay.
Oh yeah. It's called Back to the Future, and the name of our group is Last Supper.
Any other people appearing on that album other than Showtime?
Nah. One of the Delphonics. One of Garfield Fleming from the Delphonics.
Oh, man. And when is this going to drop?
Well, like I said, we're putting the finishing touches on. As soon as I got everything, you know, mixed and mastered, I know.
Okay. Well, we'll be on the lookout for it. Big Daddy Kane, we appreciate you taking time out this afternoon. We're going to leave out of here with his favorite song and one of the dopest, Set It Off.
Let it roll, get bold. I just can't hold back a fold, cause I'm a man with soul and control and effects. So what the heck? Rock the discotheques and this groove is what next. Attack, react, exact, or Mac, I'll move you with a strong song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and into the mic. As I shoot the gift, MC stand stiff. While my rhyme stick to you like Skippy and Jip. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap soloist, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear a fascinating rhyme as I enchant. Anthem. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain a gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, or cough. Even if I stutter, I'ma still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't equipped, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. Don't ask who's the baddest. Of course, that is the make or break or take on. My rhymes ache the head, put it to bed. So watch what's said. Say the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss and be forced in the danger zone. Cause I can kill and kill at will. Teaching a skill that's real, you know, frill. So just stand still and chill as I feel. Science I drill until my rhymes fill. Your head up. Don't even get up. The teacher is teaching, so just shut up.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Now break it loose. Take a step back, or you will soon regret that. You ever had to confront me, and you can bet that I come correct, perfect, and full effect. Disconnect, dissect, eject, as I wreck shop. Stand in command with the clan, caravan or band. We go man for man, and without further ado or any delay, Mr. C, as we say, call him the DJ. Mad Money Murph with the triple M. Smooth the barber, keep on my flat top trim. Scoop lover, my brother, scrap lover, the other. Dance under the crew, so allow the boys to smother the floor and endure just for your pleasure. Have the microphone, Lord, proceed to get more. Acrobatic, Asiatic, rap fanatic. I get dramatic, and rhymes start flowing automatically for me. So don't play me, obey me. When asked who's the best, you better slay me. I'm sending sucker MCs heading off, and if you still want some, set it off. For you to cope is just a wish and a hope. And if you are what you eat, then feed me dope. Cause I'm just about as dope as dope can get. Ultimate legit, Kane is a perfect fit. The king of my kingdom, completing a cypher. The lyrics I bring them keeps the crowd hyper. As I release the masterpiece, the groove will never cease until Kane says peace. So, maestro, yo, hit it. Big Daddy Kane's about to come with it. Cause
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off. Just wanna say what's up to my man Bot. Can't forget D. This goes out to Hawk, Dog, Pig, Miami, Slop, and of course my man Big Shot, AD Money, Neil. To my man KK, Von G to D Smooth, out west. Can't forget Jam, Footloose and Lokay. To my man Mont, Steve, G, Mark, Howard, Logie, Chili, and the whole posse from the jungle. To my man Jamel from Queens. Of course, the one known as Ant Live, Federal V, the Debonair 3, Frank Nitti, Ike Capone, Mel Corner, Shabazz, the whole Brooklyn posse, Blase Blase, and may I send this out to the one known as AJ Fresh. Peace, my brother.